goodness abhors it. Grace for grace. The word of God is the ordained means of receiving all that is ordained for us in Christ Jesus. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Olide, of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word for you to receive. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Receiving.
Gifts for what you intend to show us. And thank you for answering our prayer of giving us grace to receive light. Take all the glory, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask for perfect understanding from above. Thank you for giving it to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's have our seat. You are welcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will be dealing with the matter. And this matter is... We will not stop that until we see the end. And the end of all things is the Lord Jesus Christ. I would have said, should continue that meeting like that. But I will press further from that same point. That we've heard a lot. Some were expecting to hear from me that what is the anchor for the year? God told me that. He only has only one anchor for all years. And it's that one anchor I'm going to share with you. Anchor for this month, for next, only one for all the years. We will see. So anyone that embrace this and make yourself available to be the partaker thereof, then you will see the glory of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hebrews chapter 10. It's a new year, as people said. But in God's sight, there's no new year. Every day, Abi, is the Lord's doing. This is the day which the Lord has made. We rejoice and be glad in it, to the glory of God the Father. Hebrews chapter 10. We read from verse 5. But if I take my reading from verse 5, I will be doing half judgment, not the full one. We have to start from verse 1. Because therefore, I don't think we can start a war with therefore. Because therefore it means something is coming before you therefore it. Hallelujah. If I begin from therefore, then I need something. See, for the law has a shadow of good things to come. Not the good thing that has come. And not the very ill things. Can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually come as they are unto perfect. I want you to notice the word year by year. You know, some persons on the 31st to 1st, they say they make New Year resolution. That is this, the sacrifice offered year by year. Yet, the reality and the clarity of what we are talking about today. And as we get to understanding of this, when this is established in your life, you no longer struggle anymore. And I'm saying to you, by the grace of God, that struggle will end in your life tonight. Cannot meet, therefore, the coma, therefore, perfect. Verse 2. For them, would they not have ceased to be offered? Because that the worshipper, once purged, should have had no more conscience of sins. You know, when they say sins, it's not about a bad habit. Sin may sin with its consequences. I dare to tell everyone with authority, sickness and disease, if sickness and disease is still your lot, actually, you are still under bondage. If poverty is your lot, you are still under bondage. Sins is beyond bad habit. And I keep saying again and again that Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is an exchange life, not a change of life. Don't forget it. Verse 3. But in both sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. What is the problem? Lord, the bad thing I did last year, I don't want to continue this year. No. You must understand something tonight. You understand now? For it is not possible, this is where I'm going. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Church activities, church attendance, do or don't do, cannot stop it. Fasting cannot. No, we have started fasting again for another year. Whether 40 days, 21 days, everybody has their own days. Friends, if fasting is the power of God, Nigeria will have been the best country in the world. Fasting is not the power of God. May I tell you again? Prayer is not the power of God. We were in a meeting last month. We got to a point and something breaks forth in the meeting. And a statement was made. And we saw things happen. People begin to pray, Lord, come down. Come, we are praying for your presence. That is foolishness. For God's presence? We don't pray for God's presence. We pray because God is present. We do not pray for God's presence. We pray because God is what? Present. Simple. Pray for God's presence in a religion. Which that prayer can never. We don't pray for God's presence. We pray because God is present. Sir, can I be talking to you if you are not present? Eh? Is it not the person that is present you talk to? Why should we be praying for a person to come that we didn't see? If he's not present there, what is the essence of praying for that? May God give us understanding. Now, therefore, for this reason, because of the struggle of men, God never wants any human being to struggle. He now says, therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, struggle will hang in your life. Today, we mark the end of struggle. In the name of Jesus Christ. For this reason, God never wanted his children to struggle. Wherefore, when Jesus cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering, thou wouldest not. But a body, bear me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou art no pleasure. And you know, when he was making that statement, the rabbi were there who are doing it. You see, my brother, something. And I come there and say, this thing you are doing makes no sense. What will you do? You will nearly slap me if possible. And you are very, maybe you have been doing it for the past 10 years, thinking that is the best. And I say, this thing makes no sense. Hi. And I'm saying it with all authority. Kai. They just have to stone him. They have no option. Eh? Let me tell you. When God decides to do anything through your life, you will definitely be stoned by men. It may not be physical stone. There are a lot of stones. Ever 7. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. To do thy will, O God. To do thy will, O God. Above, when he said, sacrifice an offering, a burnt offering, an offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. I read the portion of the Bible one day and I began to share it. I became an offender. That there is no healing in medicine. That there is no excuse me. How can someone who is falling sick produce a drug for you to be healed? How genuine is that drug to be? Consultants dies on sickness. What kind of consultation will he give you? I read it and I said, I became so serious. So, and those who actually criticize over that matter, they are well many Christian people. I say, well, I left them. Do you understand? Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the which we, are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Now, what we want to share with us today is the reason why we should be here in the first place. That should be the reason why we are even existing at all at all. That should be the reason why we are even walking. If we understand this, then you will see the glory of God. This knowledge is what set me free from poverty, from shame, from reproach, from all kinds of evil activities. Without this knowledge, we cannot stop doing what is not right. But we are ready to say once for all. Just once. He didn't do it twice. Because he is the solution to all things. He ended once. Evil must end in your life tonight. This is what the Lord said we should share with you tonight. He has actually begun saying it. And I want to tell you, we'll still touch those here. When you understand this, when people are behaving like prophets or bars, struggling and cutting themselves, whether they are God can answer them, you just laugh like Elijah. He laughed at them from morning to evening.
at the end, God showed up. And the solution was there. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is the solution of all things. No, I came to do thy will, O Lord. It takes away the first, that it may establish the second. The first thing, where did he take away the first? Where? How did he take away the first? And why did he take away the first? In this meeting tonight, he will show you his divine presence. You will see it clearly. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If a student grabs this reality, his mental prowess changes instantly. If a businessman grabs this, his business changes. Anyone that grabs the reality, things automatically changed for them. And they will be asking, what is the secret of your success? You will simply say, it's the Lord. Simple. It takes away the first, that he may establish the second. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is this revelation that has brought us to where we are today. Many times people come, they ask, why are you doing this? How are you people doing this like this? You say, doing what? What are we doing? Eh? Bless us with a small car for the walk again. Last 2 weeks. Somebody says, of a truth, there is a proof. And what people are just saying that, vehicle, car. You say, this thing doesn't move us. It's for the work. It's not for player. Very simple matter. But don't know this is what some people are dying for. Eh? Some go to the extent of selling their soul to the devil to have it. Do you know why they do that? They did not know why Jesus is okay. So we say, I can't wait anymore. I'm getting advanced in age. I need to get married. I will marry to any other person. What is the problem? Because they don't know why Jesus came. May God give us understanding. He takes away the first that he may establish the second. Simple. Jesus prayed for this matter. He lived for it. He died for it. And he still prayed for it. Say, I am he that liveth. I was there. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. What did he live for? What did he die for? What is he still living for? We began to see this matter. When I was tempted to ask, Lord, what next? He said, the next is the next. He said, do I give you two mandates? Is there any two mandates or what? When Jesus was here on earth, he sent his disciples, go and preach. Gospel. He told his disciples to go and preach this gospel. Shortly before he was crucified, after his restoration, what did he tell them? And when they arrested them again, he still sent his angel to go and tell them, go and continue this matter. If you lay anchor, do I have any other anchor? If I want to actually obey God? Eh? If you want to hear the anchor, go and share this what you are hearing. Go and preach the gospel. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. That is the anchor. No any other anchor. Let me tell you. let me tell you this and hear this. All the mansions that we are beating building, if the second is not established in the heart of men, those mansions are in danger. They will still come back and demolish it. Am I communicating? Are you seeing the matter now? So, for us to actually enjoy the blessing of God, our neighbors have to carry the same life that we carry. Don't tell anybody not to steal. There's a person I know, he was arrested because he stole something. They finished disciplining him. He spent almost 3 months in the police custody. The day they released him, the following morning, he committed another one. If discipline is what we hinge, we stop evil doing, that person will have stopped. Do you get the point I'm raising? So tonight, this message will be confirmed by the Lord himself. With signs in your life, with wonders in your life, with lights that carry light in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. The revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ, the will of God. Is the will of God. Some people ask questions. I don't know the will of God for my life. Say, Jesus Christ is the will of God. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. Simple. Friends, anywhere the second is established, freedom is abound. Oh my God, I didn't hear your amen. That second, if it shall be established in your life, you will see more of his glory. If it's yet to be established in your life, I promise you tonight, it will be established. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Now, the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom. Freedom from sins. Freedom from Satan. Freedom from sickness. Freedom from disease. Freedom from every appearance of the devil. It is where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the spirit of the Lord is not, there is no freedom. Can you give us another translation? There is. I see you experiencing God's freedom. For the Lord is the spirit. And wherever the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Anywhere this life is established, he does not look for freedom. Because the life within him is what? Freedom. May I tell you? Jesus Christ is not the giver, is not a giver of freedom. He is the freedom. You are not with me now. Excuse me. He is not just a giver of freedom. He is what? The freedom. For the Lord is the Spirit. And wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I hereby declare upon your life, there shall be freedom. From every appearances of the devil, you will experience freedom in the name of the Lord Jesus. He is the freedom. Now, listen to this. It takes away the first, that he may establish the second. The apostles were not preaching formulas. My brother, they were not preaching what? Formulas. May I tell you again? They prosper. They were simply preaching this simple matter. He took away the first, established the second. If I read it now, what is that? And the Lord walking with them, confirming the work with signs following. Then mediocre nonentity on land men became hero. They became an attraction to the entire world. Even up to now, we are still reading their works. Yeah, they never go to school. Don't you know how many degrees you have? Yes. Friends, academic knowledge is not enough to guarantee you freedom. Because freedom is a life. Freedom is what? Freedom is life. And it's only that life that will help you to actually excel and do well in academics. Any student present in this meeting tonight, if we embrace this and understand it, you will see that your performance changes from now. In the name of Jesus Christ. The revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ, the will of God. He came to take away the first, that he may establish the second. Period. And he said, wherever the second is established, there is freedom. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are experiencing, you will be experiencing the freedom of God from today. Yeah, they don't look for freedom. Because the freedom is there. You understand the point I'm raising now? Today is marking the end of struggles in your life. In your home. In your career. In your family. In the name of Jesus. Now, let's check what is that first. And what is the second he took away? And he did it once and for all. Jesus never do it twice. Someone asked me at another day. He said the power of God is praying, fasting for the power of God. Oh, you are making a mistake. What do you mean by that? I said the power of God is a person. Once he comes there, whether he's sleeping, is the power of God. When he wakes up, is the power of God. When he's talking, is the power of God. When he's running, is the power of God. Never change. Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Now listen to me. Listen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If somebody experiences something already, you will see that the establishment of this life in your life is what makes you to become whom God destined your life for. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 45. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Lord, grant us understanding. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. After the fall, did he fulfill any meaningful purpose for God? He was just living for living. Today, we have many people in the world today, they are living for nothing. What a dangerous life. A living, no purpose, no agenda from God. Look at this. The last Adam, or the second Adam, was made a life-giving spirit. What is that any different? Is that a different? A living soul, a life-giving spirit. And he said, he came to take away the first, who is just a mere liver. that he may establish the second, who is a life-giving spirit. May God give us understanding. The first man that Jesus came to evacuate and destroy completely is a mere liver. He lived on nothing. But the second one is the law from heaven, which you are taking right now. Some of you have received it, you never knew. But today you get a broadened understanding of this special life in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you give us another translation of this very NLT? Thank you. The scripture tells us the first man, Adam, became a living person. But the last Adam, that is Christ, is a life-giving spirit. And he said the law is that spirit. We are the spirit of the law. There is liberty. Were you told that Jesus was sick one day? Were you told that Jesus was stranded? Were you told that he lived unsuccessful? So whatever cannot be accused to the life of Jesus will never be named with your life anymore. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you see the gospel? Very simple. Now, the scripture tells us the first man, Adam, became a living person. But the last Adam, that is Christ, is a life-giving spirit. Can you carry? Can someone become a carrier of a life spirit and be stranded? When the devil came and thought he wanted to destroy what God was doing, accidents occurred. The five of us came out to the glory of God. There was no scratch. Because the life-giving spirit, who devil can never conquer, is living in us. That same life will become real in your life tonight. It's the only unbeatable life I've ever seen. Even in the sea, he is the Lord. In the midst of scarcity, he is the Lord. Even in the grave, he is the Lord. And it's alive forevermore. People were surprised that they said, the people came out of these people. Where are the people that came out from this vehicle? Where is the hospital? They took. They said, we are here. You mean you are the, we are here? Even including our answer, nothing touched it. Friends, there is nothing to carry than him. Any other thing we carry outside of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, is a useless carrier. Do you understand my point? Oh my God, you are not with me. Do you understand? Wherever, whoever that carried the life of the spirit, no evil form come before that life. There shall no evil happen to the just. Proverbs 12:21. There shall no evil happen to the just. You must have been experiencing evil before. After tonight's message, people will see you and run from you. Oh my God. I say, people will see you and run from you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. There shall no evil happen to the just. What are evil happen? If evil are happening to some people, it is their ignorance. That's why when he began to deal with the subject of light, I said, yes, you are doing something. Why are all these things happening to me? It is because you don't recognize who you carry. Am I communicating? Eh? Any day, anytime you beckon to him, Lord, care not thou that we perish. Calm down, I'm here. Can anything defeat you when I'm here? He said, peace be still. What happened to the wind? Every time your life, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare peace. The life-giving spirit The difference between Jesus and the prophet of old. The prophet of old, they speak for God. But Jesus speaks at God. There are two different people. That's why people were astonished at understanding. They were astonished at his doctrine. The man, the prophet of old, they speak for God. But Jesus came, speak as God. A lie gives the spirit. Honestly speaking, tonight you will experience him. Jesus Christ, the will of God. He came to establish it. All the trouble he went through, what kind of person is this? He is the Lord. Let's go back to our test. Quickly. 1 Corinthians 15, we're in 45. I will read to 49, so that we find time to pray. Hallelujah. How be it? Look at it. How be it? That was not faith, which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterward, that which is spiritual. Kai. God bless you for the charge. Light. Like me, wisdom and understanding. The first man is of the earth. The second man whom Jesus came to establish in our life is the law from heaven. How can you carry the law from heaven and evil will be happening? Where? It's not possible. For this reason, it's impossible for evil to happen to you anymore. I say it is impossible for you to get to a crossroad without knowing what to do. The law from where? Kai. To tell you the loving kindness towards man. He said, this natural man to you. I come to remove it. Not with your consciousness. I come to do it because I came to do it. Because he has the power to do it. Because he's the only one who can do it. And he does it. The second man is the Lord. From where? Who are you carrying? Who knows all things? Who has all power? Kai. Right now, every failure, every backwardness, every shame, every reproach, hands in your life tonight. In the name of Jesus. You know the reason? Because you are carrying the law from heaven. The first man is of the earth. Healthy. The first man can be sick. The first man can be molested. He can be bastardized. But the second man is the law. From where? From heaven. He went through all the tests and trials. He came out as a what? As a victor. Ah, hallelujah. As is the end. As is the head. Such are they also that are head. Can you see the one he was explaining? So if something is happening to you, check who do you carry. That is simple. And as it the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Are you getting this picture? And as we are born the image of the heavenly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. From now, you are bearing the image. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither the corruption inherit corruption. Let's stop there. Excuse me. To be candid with you. Can you give me this bottle of water, sir?
think it will get us.
Maybe by next week, God permit us, we'll still come again and share it very well so that you understand. If this bottle or this can is filled with coke, or is filled with water now, and I want to pour the same quantity of coke in this bottle, as I do. Do we have my analogy now? This thing is filled with water, right? And I want to pour the same volume of another content into this, the same bottle. What must I do? I should empty what is inside. Then I will now have the space to pour. This is exactly what happened. For the law from heaven to be established in us, Jesus has to evacuate us by dying on the cross. Eh? Oh my God. How did he do that? By what? By dying on the cross. That is where all the blessing of God for mankind, you can only receive them when you know that they are paid for on the cross. The reason why the guarantee, the foundation for answering your prayer at all is to know that those blessings you are praying for has been paid for on your behalf and in your name on the cross. That is what happened. That's how my brother Paul was describing this in 1 Corinthians when he said, the Greek seek after wisdom. What did the Jew listen for? Signs. He said, but there is something they don't know. But we will preach what? Christ crucified. To the Jew is foolishness. But to all that are saved, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom. What a great thing. Some may be saying, here, do they not have different kind of messages? Would they not teach you the formula for success? Friends, Jesus does not need formula for success. He is success. Yes, sir. He knows all things. Christ. How did he take away the first? By dying. Excuse me. Do you remember a very powerful or pathetic statement? When Jesus was in agony on the cross, what did he say? I thirst. Do you remember? How many of you still remember that statement? What is the meaning of I thirst? I am thirsty. Under normal circumstances, what is the best thing to quench thirst? Water. Excuse me, what do they give him? Poisons. Abi? Eh? Unknowing to them, they were willingly and angrily, or they were angrily submitting themselves to the law. That is why I say, every knee should bow, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the law. They submit themselves, and when it was to drink it, they were to give it to him. Do you remember I pray a prayer in the garden? Lord, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. Do you notice all those statements? May I tell you the truth? Your trouble, humanity trouble, actually hangs on the cross. Jesus hanged them on the cross. And they gave him. When he tested it, what did he say? It is finished. Then he died. Then when Jesus died, the first man did what? Eh? All the natural men. What happened to them? They died. What happened to their sickness? What happened to their evil characters? What happened to their misfortune? What happened to the lack of knowledge? Died. Yeah. at him. What happened? The Lord from heaven entered into them. And they began to do exploit. As we are catching this reality today, your time of exploit is beginning now. I say someone is entering to his era of exploit. You will not struggle for that. Because the struggler, survivor of defeated, adaptation for what happened to the man? He dies. When? When Jesus, where? On the cross. How, oh my God? For death could not hold him captive.
Even in that day, Jesus is Lord. Even in that day, Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you understand now? Please. The man that used to be sick, what happened to it? Oh my God. The man that used to steal, what happened to him? The sinful man, what happened to him? Was he willing to die? But because God does not want that man in any life, he held him with his own wisdom. He came from heaven to earth
to show the way. From the earth to the cross,
my death we pay. From the cross to the grave,
from the grave to the heaven,
Lord, I live for thee
on earth.
The composer of that song saw the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
He saw God plainly. In just a few words, he explained all what Jesus came to perfect. From heaven to earth. To show all the way to God. What is the way to God? The cross. He ended it. He ends it there. Your trouble ascended. It ascended. That's why here we don't tell people not to commit. Give them the man who does not know how to commit. Simple. Need all those. That's why here we don't conduct deliverance. Receive the deliverer. Do you understand this, Jesus? Excuse me. Did Jesus perfect that work? Oh my God. I said, did he perfect that work? He finished it. When he said it is finished, and he gave all the goods. And on the third day, they sent soldiers, they said, that thing he said, let me tell you the word of God. Whatever God said, he's still the one to perform it. So let's see, the doctor, they guided the place with their mega around. The Lord from heaven arose. And it's the same man that dwell anywhere. Kai. Jesus, the Son of the Living God. That's why in our crusade campaign, we say Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. We didn't see him, but we see he works. You have seen him. Very simple. And you know the anchor? Go and share it with others. It takes a man of freedom to set another man free. Evangelism is not coming to our church. Excuse me. Evangelism is not come to our church. Evangelism is come to Christ. Jesus said, come unto me. He didn't say, come unto God. Come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He prayed for it. He died for it. He lived for it. He said, go and share it. Simple. But which evangelism do you see today? Hijacking another church member to this church. Excuse me, that is not evangelism. The real evangelist go to where his name has not been mentioned. Go to where they are. Hallelujah. Are you seeing the anchor for the year? And for all years. Sorry, sir. Is that not the thing? Eh? Were you told that Jesus said, come unto the church? What did he say, come unto? Who should we direct people to? Who should we introduce to people? Who is their savior? Who set them free? Who died for them? Friends, no man of God on earth, whoever live is living, will live, die for anyone. Only Jesus. When you now introduce Jesus to someone, they will ask you, oh God, where are you fellowship? Where are you fellowshipping? Where is your church? You say, by the grace of God, this is the where we gather to hear the word of God. They will deny to follow you. Eh? Hey, am I communicating? You may say, will I leave my world and become a preacher? Not at all. Your money will preach. Your prayer will preach. Your partnering will preach. That's why we see for partners. Come. Let us become partner to bring joy to heaven. Because there is joy in heaven over one soul that repents. He didn't say there is joy in heaven over a soul that joined the church. You may be a church member for years. Yes, you must not be a carrier of this life. And no one can become a carrier of this life unless it is properly explained to that person. Friends, we need to change our passage. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. The body of Christ one. Irrespective of where you fell, we are not against denomination. But I'm telling you the truth. When you approach anyone, say, brother, come to our church, it's happening there. You have missed. You have already missed what? The target. Because you are not the one to draw them to your church. It's God that draws them. I know what I'm saying may be against your belief system, but this is the Bible. Eh? Excuse me, sir. When John the Baptist saw Jesus coming, what did he say? Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And the two of his disciples, the first day he had it, they didn't understand. The following day again, this man repeated the same thing. The same word. And what happened? They followed. And when they saw the kind of Jesus, who he is, they refused to leave. And Andrew, what did Andrew say? He found his brother and said, we are finding Messiah. Huh? He has finished his assignment. He found his brother and said, come and see you. Did he say, come to our meeting? Is that what he said? The woman of Samaria, what did he say? Come and see him. He didn't say, come to our gathering. Habba, what are you talking about? Friends, no one carry this life that will not associate himself with other Christians. He will be directed to where the real thing will happen. Am I communicating, please? If we are going to solve problems, the first and the best way to start solving problems is to give them the life, know how to handle. And Jesus Christ is the only life that how to handle problems. Because he has all solutions. He is the solution to all problems. Am I communicating, please? Now, when this matter came to a point, Philip again, Jesus met him. And he found Nathanael. He said, Nathanael, we are found. He said, where? He said, from this. Say, no. According to the law, come out from that place. But Philip said, no. Come and see the man. And as soon as Nathanael arrived, the world, he grabbed him, immediately shouted, say, Jesus, the Son of the Living God. He said, do you believe it? You will see more. Higher. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will see more of His glory. You will experience it. You will taste it. You will handle it. You will distribute it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come and see. Hallelujah. Jesus said, the end of the world will not come up until this very gospel of the kingdom is preached to how many people? And is there any anchor that should be more than that? Eh? Come on. Different prophecy, they say, okay, so, yeah, this will happen. We didn't see it happen. Thank God for their life. Friends, let us share with others what has happened. The gospel of Christ is sharing what has happened. It's not sharing what will happen. What has happened in your life, it keep happening. Simple. Not any issue with this. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. And the only investment that brings 100-fold return of harvest is the investment into this same work. Eh? Whoever that give for the gospel and for my sake shall receive. How many? Sorry. Bro, I know you are there. Hey, your sir. Can you buy something of 10 naira and sell it 100 naira? Is it possible? No, even though if it's cheating, the person will get sense now. Like that, you buy a 90 oil, this is they sell this for 400 naira. And I say it's 4 times. Even you, if we buy under compulsion, you know it. How could God not reach that amount? Now, but Jesus said, any investment in His kingdom, you will receive well. 100-fold return now. He didn't say tomorrow. What? You know, this is a thing that baffles us. May I tell you again? From 2000, from 4 years to this time, we see different kind of investment that crash overnight. Abi? I don't want to be mentioning their name because you are involved. Abi? The first 1 year, it may flourish. What happened to the next year? But this one keep flourishing. Eh? Do you understand now? May I ask you now as I draw to conclusion now? When you actually say, Lord Jesus, I make you my Lord today, it means He owns you. Lord means the owner. Abi? When He owns you, did He own your resources? Can you see the power of God now? Submission. Total submission to Him is what made the power of God to manifest. Some submit their spirit to God. Their soul and their body is not. Their resources is not. You have not started anything. Because he that saves his life shall lose it. And I quote, it's not in the Bible that I believe I should get saved. He that saves his money shall lose it. But he said, he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. Abi. Then he that loses his money for the sake of the gospel of Christ shall do what? Is that true? May I tell you, your money is your life. Do you know why? You want to get it. It's your strength now. So, now, he that spares his life shall lose it. Let's read it as I conclude. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 10, verse 39. So get ready from now. Anything that comes to you, the kingdom first. Because it is investment into the kingdom that make God to add other things for you. It's an additional money. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that saveth his money shall lose it. He that loseth his money for my sake shall find it. Matthew 16:25. Hallelujah. No, we are touching some area now. Abi? It's alright. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Now, with this now, what is the best investment? Can I hear you say it loud? In our last crusade, a man, God miraculously healed the man. The man testified, they said, he has taken 150 alura. 150 injection. In one body, 150. Piercing iron. Nothing was done. But Jesus is alive. Within 5 minutes. Hi. Ejo. That soul that is he with your money and he surrender his life to Jesus. If he die and go to heaven, what becomes of you? There is joy. That is it. So from now on, as a commission, the anchor for the year and for the years is that go ye into all the world and world. Share this basic truth with your life, with your money, with everything you have. We are going. Do you hear me now? You see, in the morning when you came, as I was standing outside, we were standing outside. I saw a young man coming. I said, you are the one I'm actually waiting for. Immediately, I share with him. Did he surrender? I go my way. Don't let a day pass without telling one person of Jesus. You will see what will be happening to you. Say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things that people are dying for will be added. After the program, you go there, you will see what God did again. Gospel. The gospel of Christ in our front. We carry the gospel of Christ. What happened to things? But when you put things in your front, they will be running. And you can't get them. Do you understand? The secret of adding things of this world is by investing into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Who do you carry? Who do the child of God carry? The all-knowing, the ever-present, stand to your feet. Maybe you are here. I never had it like this before. Lord Jesus, I don't want to hold myself anymore. Capable enough to keep myself. When I surrender to you, you keep me. You guide me. You preserve me. I want to give my life wholeheartedly to you again. This is not a resolution. You can just raise all your hand. Let's pray. You are now, you will become the carrier of the law from heaven. Ha, these children, they are going far. All the children, as you raise all your hand, just come from. Something's happening already. Come. You are the first and the best today. Hands will be laid upon your life.
Amen.
And I want to tell you, you shall all fulfill destiny.
Amen.
One of the late great evangelists was like a child like this. A man went to do 5 good deeds. 5 good deeds. If you want to give your life to Christ, come out. Only the hymn will just come out. His crusade got to a point to him.
who came to surrender their life because a child released himself for God to take over. Children, you are blessed already. Lift up your hands. God, today is my blessed day. Can you say thank you, Jesus, for dying for my sins? I believe that you died for my sins and you were raised from the dead for my justification. Lord Jesus, being the Lord of my life, being the Lord of my soul, being the Lord of my life and the Lord of my body all the days of my life, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I commit into your hands right now. You say, whosoever cometh to you, you shall by no means cast away. Receive them in the name of the Lord Jesus. You say, with the heart, man believing unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. They have made this confession today. I pray that this confession will become a living reality in their life. That the Lord from heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, the author of life, the creator of life, will take over their life. In the name of Jesus, I pray for all of you. That in the name of the Lord Jesus, let the spirit of the living God rest upon you all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we do exploit in life. In the name of the Lord, we fulfill destiny in accordance to God's will. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Among these children, there are governors there. Among them, God will pass through their life to do something great. And in your lifetime, we will see them. We will see them manifested. And so shall it be. Sickness and disease ends in your life today. And forever. Because the love liveth in you. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thefree.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.